Hi, thanks for downloading and listening to On the Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis. Today's something a little outside the norm. I'm not talking with a winery owner. I'm not talking with the winemaker, though you will hear about their very nice wine. Instead, I'm meeting with the hospitality and event manager at McCrosty Winery and Vineyards. Why? Because they put a lot of effort into creating an exceptional experience, and Lisa Marie Kennedy is the driving force. As you cruise along Westside Road in Sonoma County's Russian River Valley, there's a sleek, stylish facility on a hill off the road that captures the eye. And if it wasn't for the sign that boldly says McCrosty, you'd think it was someone's extravagant home. So my wife and I finally pursued the opportunity to do a tasting there while my in-laws were in town and enjoyed the enriched experience. It is a fun way to impress your friends and in-laws. I've been planning on visiting for a while now because I've heard raves about the place, especially how visitors are greeted with a splash of wine as they approach the door.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you for coming out and finding us. Yes, that is definitely our trademark, is we greet the guests outside, bringing them a little splash of wine, wanting to make them feel like welcome to our home, and it's their home as well. The reaction has always been just fantastic. Sometimes people are surprised, or they look behind them like, oh, is there a VIP person coming or something like that? And they say, oh, it's for me? And we say, yes, absolutely. So we always greet our guests with a splash of wine, and it starts the whole experience of hospitality and genuine pleasure at having them come to our estate house.
Yeah, they actually come out to you as you're approaching.
Yes.
So you can't even get here to the tasting room before they hand it to you with a big smile on their face. And even this morning, I'm here before you open, and she still came out with a little splash of rosé, so that was unexpected. You know, most of my interviews are with winemakers or the winery owner and to talk about their story and the wine. But, you know, here I was so impressed with my experience that I wanted to talk with you about the hospitality. You guys have set the bar pretty high.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I was surprised that as the manager here, you don't have a hospitality background.
No, my background primarily is in retail, as I told you. But the exciting part was I had some experience in the wine business, but I started 6 months before we opened, and we were able to decide how we wanted this place to be hospitable, give excellent customer service, and we started from the ground up, which is really exciting, to build a business, to create a culture before the tasting room is open. And we looked into a lot of different, we read a book called Setting the Table by Danny Myers, which is one of the best books I've ever read on hospitality. And we talked about what we want to do. The idea behind it was there are beautiful wineries everywhere with beautiful venues and beautiful views and outstanding wines, award-winning wines. So what was going to have us be the next level? And it had to be hospitality. And our philosophy here is we want the guests to leave it happier than when they came in, and that there's give them a little bit of joy. It's a seated tasting for an hour and a half to 2 hours. We actually have a area outside we call the five-hour couch, because when we were open the first couple days, group came and stayed for 5 hours and just loved it and sat in the sunshine and drank wine. And it's that kind of a place where you feel like it's a home. That's the feeling that we want to create. And that is what we started to do. And the whole thing is creating joy and pleasure. Come out 2 hours, just enjoy yourself and take that with you. And when you go home and you open that bottle of McCrosty wine, you flash back on this wonderful experience that you had for some time, and it brings back that joy. And that's what we want to create, because no one can take that from you. You walk away with this wonderful time, and that gives us pleasure. And the team is all about really wanting to make people happy, and it's authentic, and you can feel it. That's what the feedback I've gotten from all of the guests is, they know we really want to make people happy, and that's what it's about. And the team that I hire, I don't even care if they have a background in wine, because that's very teachable. What's not teachable is hospitality, sincerity, authenticity, and a pleaser. You want to please people, right, and make them happy. And that's what I look for when I hire my team.
Yeah, they are very natural when they deal with you. And I like how you call them wine ambassadors. And it that's what they are. They're an ambassador of McCrosty. And I've seen this before, but at our table we had an open chair, and our ambassador sat down.
We love doing that.
To talk with us about the wines and take you through what to expect in the next couple hours, as you said, and usually you can take up to a couple hours, and so people should count on that.
Yes, absolutely, you should count on that. We like it if we can sit down and talk, and we also want to gauge with the guests. We can tell if some people are in a hurry, or they're just really here to on a date, or they really want to learn about wine, and so we try to get to know each group and ask a lot of questions and really find out what they are here for. And that helps us gauge how we have the experience with them.
Yeah, I would suggest don't come here if you think you're going to be in a hurry. Because you don't want to be rushed through this process.
Yes, and that's what we tell people when they come, and people who come up who don't have reservations. If we can seat them, we will. But typically we need reservations because it is a two-hour window that we plan, and the wine ambassadors don't take more than two to three tables at a time, so they can give the quality experience that our guests deserve. So it definitely is important to call and make a reservation. And when someone comes and we are full, I will talk to them. We will greet them, the hostesses and myself, and explain that we're full. And I always say, I'm plying you with a little more wine, and we'll give them a splash more wine. And here's my apologies that we can't seat you, but take a look around. This is a wonderful, beautiful place. Here's my card. Please make a reservation. Can you come back tomorrow? You know, we want them to see. I don't want to put a reservation only sign out. I want them to see, please come in, see how wonderful this place is. I'm sorry we can't seat you, but we will take good care of you and come back as soon as you can. And a lot of people come back the next day or the following week and are very grateful. And I've had a few people say, wow, that was the best rejection I've ever had in my life, because I'm giving them wine and I'm telling them to walk around and enjoy yourselves. And, you know, just every person is important. Our policy is really yes, yes, yes. One of the things I teach my team is we don't say no worries. We don't say no problem, which a lot of people say, because it implies a worry or implies a problem. What we say is absolutely, you got it, you bet, and yes, 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 yes.
I'm inspired now to say I really like those two chairs over there. Could I have those?
Absolutely. They're yours.
It worked.
Beautiful leather chairs. You can have them. We actually, an interesting thing is we hired an interior designer who had never done a commercial building before. And his name is Grant Gibson, and he's from San Francisco, and he always does homes in the city. And we hired him because we wanted his place to feel like a home. Mm-hmm. And we call this the living room, and then we have the study, and we have the deck, and really want people to feel like this is their home. And when they join our wine club, we say, welcome to the family, because that's what it's like here.
But it's sleek, it's modern, it's wide open, but it does have a very comfortable feel about it. And we're sitting over here in the corner on the couches, and I always enjoy a tasting room that has couches. There's just something about it. It is a homey feeling, and it is nice that you have that here, but plenty of space.
Yes,
in addition,
plenty of space, which we like.
Yeah, and I should mention right now before I forget that you are dog friendly.
We are very dog friendly. I tease that sometimes we have more dogs than people here, but we love dogs. I know the dogs' names of some of the club members and most of them, and we have dog bowls for our dogs and treats for them. You know, dogs are special, and we love having them here. And it also is fun because one person's dog will go and talk to and play with another dog, and then all of a sudden the guests are talking to each other, and it's this whole interactive thing that's happening where people aren't just on their little table by themselves talking. We start interacting. In fact, we have a communal table. You can see it right there.
Yeah.
And that's where when we have two, three people come in and they don't have a reservation and they come in at the same time, I'll say to them, do you guys mind coming in and sitting at the communal table together? And they say, sure, it's fun. And Andrew, one of my wonderful wine ambassadors, loves doing that, because then people start talking to each other. One time we had two ladies who ended up going to dinner after they met each other, and they kind of hit it off, and off to dinner they went. So it's all about just the interaction of people.
Do I understand you have some surprises for certain occasions for your guests?
Absolutely. We love surprises for our guests. First of all, we have sunscreen. We have hats. We have blankets if it's cold. We have sunglasses if it's bright. We have little bubbles if people bring their kids. There's nothing we won't do for our guests. And
so you feed the kids sparkling wine? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
That calms them down pretty quick, doesn't it?
That calms them down. It works great, yes. So we also have cupcakes in the back. And when we find out that it's someone's birthday or their anniversary or special occasion, we bring out a cupcake for them. And that's always a fun, it's called Surprise and Delight. It's a fun special and it touches them. And if we're not too busy, we will then come and sing happy birthday to them. So we just try to do a lot of little special things to make our guests happy.
See, there you go, setting that bar higher and higher.
Thank you very much.
Don't thank me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm in Russian River Valley talking with Lisa Marie, the hospitality and events manager at McCrosty Winery and Vineyards. We heard about their remarkable hospitality. Now it's time to find out about their wines.
Yes, the wines are award-winning, outstanding, incredible wines. Steve McRossi, the founder, has been making wine for 35 years and McRossi wines for 30 years. I tasted his Sonoma Coast Chardonnay probably about 20 years ago at a restaurant and fell in love with it. And then to be here now representing McRossi is truly an honor. And Heidi Bridenhagen, the winemaker, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, she's on vacation, which is good. Good for her.
It's that time of year.
It's that time of year before the madness starts, exactly. And she and Steve have collaborated together for years, and the wines continue to be incredible. And we do a lot of single vineyard wines now that are exclusive to the state house, to the tasting room. So come and see us, and we'll taste some wines that you can't get anywhere else. And just, it's a Chardonnay and Pinot Noir house, primarily. We do have a Sauvignon Blanc and a Rosé that is to die for. It is killer.
Yeah, I just had it before breakfast here.
I know, that's a breakfast of champions. So we have great wines. And the other thing we do that's really fun and a lot of our guests love is we do side-by-side tastings. So it's Pinot Noir, right? But it's from different elevations and locations, all the way from way north, Seaview, Fort Ross, all the way south down to Carneros, and how the different elevations and locations change the profile of the wine. And guests love to do that and see how it affects it. And the wines continue to just get better and better, and we're adding more wine.
Yeah, I really enjoy the wines from Wildcat Mountain in the southern end of Carneros.
Exactly, yes. The most southern point, too, of Sonoma County. It's a 700-foot to 800-foot elevation. So you drive up, up, up. It's a 360-degree view. It's absolutely beautiful. It's 54 acres, half Pinot, half Chardonnay. The wines are incredible. This is Steve McRossi's own personal vineyard, and it is exceptional. It is the Petaluma Gap, so it's getting a lot of the wind and fog, but it's above the fog layer so that it also gets the sun. It's just a perfect combination to grow grapes and make exceptional Chardonnay and Pinot Noir wines.
Does he sell the fruit from that mountain? Because I think I've seen Wildcat Mountain elsewhere.
He sells to other wineries as well. It's quite coveted, so yes, he does.
You know, I mentioned earlier that I had been planning on coming by for quite a while. You know, right. As you drive up and down West Side Road, we saw the estate being built, and then the sign went up, and my wife and I kept saying, well, we got to get by there sometime soon. But, you know, I'm always pulled in many directions doing these interviews, so I was glad I had the chance to come by and just do a tasting first. And it's stunning from the road. You know, you see this very sleek, modern building on the hill over away from the road, and it sure is captivating, and I'm sure it has captured a lot of people and brought them in.
Yes, they have. One of the things we always do when the guests arrive is we like to find out how they found out about us, and just to keep track. And frequently it's, well, we drove by and we thought it was someone's home, and then we realized it was a winery, or they know McRossi's name, and they stop and pull in. And so we're on 25 acres, 14 of which is Pinot Noir, and it's called Thales Vineyard, which is after Steve McRossi's wonderful wife, who comes here every Saturday with Steve and talks to the guests, which is just incredible. Every Saturday, yes. And there's signs her bottle of wine for her guests, which is wonderful. But even more beautiful when you get up to the up here is the view looking out, as you can see, as we're looking at right now. I think it is one of the most beautiful views in Sonoma County, and I've been to quite a few of the wineries. It's pretty special.
Especially when these vineyards get full. And what's interesting is you don't call this a tasting room.
No, we call it a state house, like a home. That's what we want it to be. We want our guests and our club members to feel that they're home when they come here.
Well, Lisa Marie, you've set up a wonderful program here, and it's nice that you've made people feel comfortable from the get-go. Like I said, it's something for other wineries and tasting rooms to aspire to.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm honored to be here with you today, and thank you for this interview. I really appreciate it. And everybody come to McRossi Winery.
See, she's always working it.
She is. And they sure took care of me during my pre-opening visit the other day. Lisa Marie at McCrosty Winery and Vineyards. It's well worth the visit. Tastings are $20 to $55, depending on the experience you choose. And remember, that's a couple of hours, so it's well worth the money. Make a reservation online at McCrostyWinery.com. That's McRosstieWinery.com. If you're listening to this on iTunes or another podcast provider, you can learn more about my show at OnTheWineRoad.com and on Facebook as well. I'm on Instagram under the name JD Wineroad and on Twitter at JD Wineroad. I'm Jeff Davis. Thanks for listening to this podcast of On the Wine Road.